Do you recommend manual or power toothbrushes for your orthodontic patients? Does it make any difference? Does a powered toothbrush actually remove more plaque than a manual toothbrush in a fair comparison of subjects who actually use both of the brushes? Now that power brushes have been around for a while, I think it's a good time to review what they really will do in a well-structured study. I found an article in the December 2005 issue of the Journal of Periodontology that compares two types of manual toothbrushes with a power toothbrush in a large sample of patients. The title of the article is Relative Plaque Removal of Three Toothbrushes in a 9-Period Crossover Study. This study was co-authored by Geza Terazalmi and two other research colleagues from the University of Texas Health Science Center in San Antonio. The purpose of their study was to measure the ability of three toothbrushes to remove plaque following three single brushing episodes with each toothbrush. Now, this was a very involved study. Over 70 adult subjects between the ages of 18 and 70 years of age participated. So you can see it sampled a good cross-section of ages. This study was conducted over a 3-month period, and each subject was evaluated using three different brushes. One was an electric power toothbrush, and the other two were two varieties of a manual toothbrush. So this was a randomized, controlled, examiner-blind, crossover study, and it yielded excellent data. At each visit with each toothbrush, the subjects were asked to clean their teeth, and then a disclosing solution was used to identify any remaining plaque on the teeth. These areas were evaluated and scored using a specific plaque index that maps out the amounts and locations of plaque remaining on teeth. All subjects were examined by a single examiner who was also blinded at each of these appointments. Okay, I think you get the idea. Each subject used three different toothbrushes and blinded examiners evaluated their performance. What did they find? The results were reasonably straightforward. The authors found that a power toothbrush demonstrated a statistically significantly greater reduction in plaque than both of the manual toothbrushes. In fact, the power toothbrush had on average 40% and 30% greater plaque removal scores than each of the experimental manual toothbrushes, respectively. Even in the interproximal and gingival regions, there was greater plaque removal compared to the control manual toothbrush. So there you have it. The power toothbrushes still win. They are much more efficient at removing plaque, and in an orthodontic population, it would certainly make sense to have patients use these types of brushes compared to manual toothbrushes. If you'd like to review this data, you can find this study in the December 2005 issue of the Journal of Periodontology.